Okay, there are three things I want to do. There are three little shtiklach, okay, from the Pnini Halacha. Okay, the first is not really Halacha. The second is Safras. And the third is Safras. Something very interesting about Safras. It's very interesting. And the third is about what comes first, learning Tanakh or learning Chumash. Okay, but now the first one is just really Maimori Chazal. He doesn't really talk any Halacha. So I'm going to go very, very quick for the first part. Okay, Daf Beis Omer Aleph. Nu Masechta. Mazel Tov to all of you who are Messiahim, Masechta Nedarim. And Michal, you get a Mazel Tov.
You could say that.
And Nechemia, where's your Nechemia? You get a Mazel Tov. Who else is learning Daf Yomi? Learning Daf Yomi?
Kiddush.
Oh, okay. So.
On the computer. Right?
Oh, Mazel Tov.
On the computer.
Okay, so you have your whole chevra. They made a seam Daf Yomi. Okay, let's see. So here we go. Besugin Mavur Shashiyas Yanakel. We'll go very quick. It's very simple. This is not halacha, and this is by Mori Chazal. I don't even know why it's brought down, because the whole purpose over here is to bring down halacha in Yon and not just on my Mori Chazal. But let's see. Besugin Mavur. He has other things. He has something very interesting. The second thing is fascinating. Drinking wine can cause the person to an avera. Why is Masechta Nazir? Next, the Masechta that comes next. Masechta Saita comes after Masechta Nazir. Shekol haroya Saita bikulkula yazir atzmai min hayayin. So you think all the way around. First should be Masechta Saita, then Masechta Nazir. Okay, but the two are juxtaposed for this reason. So yayin is lethal. Wine can cause a person to do terrible averus. The person has to be very, very careful. Now, the gnus hayayin, with regard to the evil of yayin, harichu chazal bevekoy masrabim b'nei b'medesh rabba, shemanu shames hanizakim harbe hagomim mishasiyas yayin, all of the harmful things that come from drinking wine, mishkach es hatorah, a person can forget his learning, chas shalom, gorim la'avoid avodazara, mafresh es adam medarki chayim l'darki moves. Kach gam posa karambam sheyinai godem lisrachik min hashichrus shehu mehagormim hagdolim arayos. It can cause gilui arayos. Uvedas zikenim valei atayisus kosev shalidei shesias hayayin yais vidai boishes v'cherpois bos lodam. A person comes lidei busha. Uvesanhedrin amu yayin v'tzadikim ra lachem ra la'olam shein oiskim etorah. It's not a good thing for tzadikim to drink too much wine. Next, Abnam. Pabim yeshayan mevkeyachas alev. Sometimes wine is very good. Uvirgilus biyayin ninimnem adavar meshem meshem meshiv mesalimud. Wine can cause you to remember your learning. Today they say red wine, a glass of red wine every day. Some doctors prescribe it as a medication to drink red wine. Grape juice. Kedem, they know how much grape juice they sell to people who take it for medical reasons. Okay, grape juice and wine is a very good thing. Sefer Chasidim Kosav Shanoisim Yayin Alami Shaska Midnashim Hareze Mesayea Ivre Avera. A person can use one as a stimulant to learn better and daven better. Okay, so it's a tool. It's a tool we can use for good things and for bad things. He was the mechaber of the Chaya Adam. A Sfarad, he used a very big place, the Sfaradim, Sefer Zichiro L'chayim, Hei V'chayadim, Hei V'yishnei Chayadim, what did I say?
Dancing.
So I made a mistake, so who, sorry.
In Turkey and
Chaim Falagi, what did he write? He wrote one of the famous Halacha Svarim. I forgot that. I'm sorry. He wrote also a Sefer Halacha that it's very well used. Okay. Chayvi Shnei Perushim Almashem Nichnas Yain Yetsi Sod Perushachot Shehinoi L'Gnai. It's a Gnai Shekevin Shadim Shes Yain Ein Megaloi Rose Sodus Vahatara V'chein Hu Hoylech Rochel U'Megale Soy. The person becomes corrupt and he reveals people's secrets, and such a person is not a good person. The Perush Acher to reveal to him secrets. So nichnas yain yetsay soid. So he can mean to either two things. Either he's a bad person, he reveals secrets, he therefore is not a good person, or it means that it is revealed to him secrets. In Shanayim, they favor him and they reveal secrets. The Yayin is what caused Noach to have his children cursed. Chom was cursed. The Hevi Me Amedus Rabba. Sherichoi Bechumus Ha Mishtake Me Yayin. Shein Toib Yoitze Me Yayin. Vuhu Adin Shor Mashkin Shadim Shoi Sederich Hashichus. Or Beprad Loim Dei Toirat Shichim Lizo Yoitze Me Hashichus. The Tone Will Search Not Drink Wine. Ki Hashichus Maybe Lidei Ribui Shena. Sleeping. Or Mitoichin Yavo Lispat Lomidei Vei Toira. The Gam Gnai Hu Little Talmud Chacham Kishu Shichor Yoitze Me Sharam. The Yom Bemedus Shanela Mizel Shainam. Through wine, then the Yetzer has Shlita, it's his opening, it's his Pesach, but Tzadik Maksibe, Tzadik Oichel, Lesoiva Nafshai. The Einai Mishtaker Klum does not get drunk. Shehu Nezem Zov Be'af Chazir. It is. It's a bad thing. V'loy oid ella shemachal shemshmam shena yetsara misoyer ella mitachayin shnemar v'tashkana v'tashkena esavihen yoyin. Okay, so one again. The zelosh na Rambam kishachacham in shoyse yain in shoyse al kedei l'shtoyis achilas shebemeyav. Only drink the minimum. V'chol hamishtaker harize choyte u'megune u'mavsed chachmosa v'im nishtaker b'fnei amoritz harize chilas Hashem. Okay, v'lav hachi. Kol bar das yarchik atzem in hashichlus herchuk kin tachave keshas, like the shooting of an arrow. The shooting of an arrow goes very, very far away. Kidei shelo yavli mitachik de kachle bezoinu boishas. Kilopam yase adam davar b'shas shichlus vidar b'davar. You would never do things that you do when you get drunk. The worst averus can become the easiest thing possible when wine breaks down your senses. Wow, first person that never got drunk his entire life. Okay? Purim is dangerous, getting drunk. Today, all the Rabbanim, at least that I know, they strongly advise not to drink at all in Purim. At least that's what I was taught.
Yes.
We don't appreciate, we heard a very good shift from Rabbi Aaron Rakefet. He talks about that in his day, he's already in his 80s, I believe.
No,
he's not in his 80s?
He graduated YU in 59, got Smich in 62.
So how old that make him?
77, 78.
That's it?
Was it?
Was
yeah,
it
was my classmate.
Okay. So he says, and he remembers in his days when someone would when they would get drunk, what came out of their mouth? Pearls of wisdom. Chochma Toro Yerushalayim. Today he sees when these people they get drunk, what comes out of their mouth? Shtus, Hevel, Varik. And nichnas yain yetsa so niskatnu hadaras. When we're on a higher spiritual level, then when your little wine loosens you up, good things come out. But today, unfortunately, we cover ourselves up. Find the sim ashla hakadosh. Believe me, zuchus al hakedoshim ashabiyaris shahim agibar mashem meolam anshe hashem umeshorsav sheshasu lepamim harbe yosem midai nisudas gedolah. So probably this mitzvah shebevadai hoye kavanos lo shebezel hashem shemam. He's asking if it's such a bad thing. All read the Rambam, and we. All of these holy svarim. So how come you see the gedolei? They were gedolei that drank quite a bit. So you have to malame itzchus from shaman ki mitoch mimishte v'yayin have mibat chetuv. They became very happy. And mitoch chach oimim divrei Torah al hashulchan have meoidu kiflaim lesoshia. And they were doubly as good as they were before. Chayhid arminim perek amoytzi shemitoch simchas megal lachachom rozei Torah v'atamu ki birois as simcha. Yischazek hakoyach hasichli sheyesh b'nefesh. The oz who yosef mumuchin lelegalis lumos hachachm you reveal secrets. Shal yidei yimisha yai nichnas yai yitzod. Hainu divrei Torah hadikorim soid. Okay, so nichnas yai yitzod. So he's fatarching a nice thing. At least take away from this is soid means Torah. Shenemar. Said Hashem Lirev Adkan Divrei Hashtos. So he's saying at least one nice thing taken out of this whole shtickle here is Nichnas Yain Yetzei Sod. Sod means Torah. And the goal is a person should be at a very high level. When you drink wine, then all the different secrets of Torah come forth.
Yain and
Sod
the same command.
Yain, and so he goes on actually in a few moments. Okay, let's go a little further. One more paragraph very quickly. Mavur B'medrash Sh'amu Komokam Shiyash Yain Ein Das. Now he writes something very bizarre about 4 cups of wine. It came before some gematria shel yain shivim. We know that yain and yain is 70. Gematria shel soda shivim kshnig las yain. The heinik is adam is shtaker yetsay sod. He loses das. Ma'abid ha'adam is starting megales. He reveals his secrets. Okay, now here he says something very bizarre. The hoysif hamedrash. The medrash hadas mischalekes li arba'o chalokim. Knowledge is broken into 4 parts. Shnei chalokim nimtzorim b'shtei. Hakloyos, the 2 kidneys. Chelik noisev shaladas nimsa bepeh. 3rd part is in the mouth. The oid chelik echad belev. So when you drink 4 cups of wine, you're giving up each one of these organs. Shaladam shayse yain. Bechol kois, each cup of wine, huma'abit chelik echad mehadas, 1/4 of one of the 4 organs. The hasedu kach. Shase kois. Adam kois echad shuvius yatze ha'adam meruvius taitoi. So 1 kidney shuts down. Okay, the kidneys provide etza, counsel. So when a person, if you have 2 kidneys, the kidneys are providing counsel. And someone has said the reason why there are 2 kidneys is because 1 kidney always tells you the pros, and the other kidney tells you the cons.
They argue,
exactly. They show you the 2 tzadim. They each give you advice. They're like they're two lawyers. They're 2 advisors. You always need balance. And the das, the mind and the heart are going to make the decision. When you drink 1 cup of wine, you are partial. Okay? All of a sudden you're no longer objective because one of your kidneys is shutting down. Next, shasa shnayim, yatsu shnei chalakim midaita. Now no one's giving you advice. Now your mind is operating on its own. It's like a judge is sitting and no one is giving him advice. Every king needs someone to give him advice before he makes a decision. You need to know the facts. 2 cups of wine, you've lost your kidneys. Now you're left with your intellect and your heart. Next cup of wine, shasa gimel kaisos, yatsa shosh chalakim midaita. So now you lost your heart. The libay miturf miyad who maskul dabesh dosh. Now all you left with is with your mind, and you say things that are foolish. Shasa kais revius yotza kol daita. 4 cups of wine, you've lost it all. Nishtaamnu kol hakloyos v'nitraf libay v'halosh nifsak. Your tongue is nifsak. Mivakish dabesh v'niyachol. You can't even speak. Ela l'shoynei agom l'kacham koyin shasas revius yain. Pasal avoda yishol shasas revius yain. Pasal l'adunta judging l'amdcha she'ein tov yotzei. And no good comes from drinking wine. So that's a very fascinating medrash. This is not a chas. 4 cups of wine, there are 4 different organs. Each one shuts down 1 organ. I think now we have a new appreciation of why we drink Dalet Kaisais Lel Pesach. Dalet Kaisais. Dalet Kaisais, somehow it shuts down the person. I guess the purpose is that you give yourself over completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Tavuna, Cheres Ein, what does that say in Chazal? Ein Chachma V'Ein Tavuna. Neged Hashem. That when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Chochmah, there's no Tunav, there's no Seichel, Neged Hashem. But they say this, when you drink 4 cups of wine, it really comes from this Medrash, you completely negate your opinion. Your opinion, you give yourself over. Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim Uvaretz. So wine is a stimulant. And the biggest proof to that being a stimulant is the Chazal that the Gemara Brachos, so when they came back from the cemetery, they drank 10 cups of wine. 10 cups of wine, and the Chazal, they would drink even more. But they got carried, they got drunk. So they said, 10 cups is enough. Why would you drink wine coming back from a cemetery? The answer is because wine is a stimulant. What? And if you want to put yourself in a frame of comfort, wine is not something which makes you... If you have a goal, a person wants to be happy, you drink wine to stimulate your goal happiness. You want to find comfort, you drink wine to stimulate your mind to find comfort. You are in control. You just use wine as a stimulant to get you where you want to go. And that's why wine, if you want to go in the wrong place, wine will get you there. I mean, you're in a lot of trouble. You want to go in a good place, wine will get you there, get you there to the right place.
What about whiskey and beer?
What?
What about whiskey and
he
beer?
Says the same thing as anything which intoxicates.
He says people who drink will get angry and get very nasty drugs, so they're able to fall asleep.
So your nature comes out. When you drink wine, obviously your nature comes out. They say that Chaim Berlin Rav Hutner was able to drink ad ein shir, and it did not affect his mind. Every person has a different disposition. So I don't know. He drank, and it was like drinking water. The problem was the Baba Shabbat also. He would drink, and it was never an issue by him. He was a very big person, and he drank because he liked whatever he drank. So they would say that by the poor Mesivas, he would sit with the Talmidim. And he would drink innocently. He would drink l'chaim, purim, b'chaim. And when the Rebbe drinks, the Hasidim also have to drink, right? When the Rebbe goes l'chaim, so the Rebbe drinks, right? You sit by your meal. So how many glasses of water do you drink? You drink how many glasses of orange juice or water, whatever you drink at a Suda Shabbos. You drink five, you drink six, whatever you drink, whatever. The long meal you'll drink a couple of glasses of water. So he drank wine, no big deal. But when the Rebbe goes to L'chaim, the Hasidim also have to go to L'chaim. But the Hasidim couldn't hold their liquor. So when he drank, it was like drinking water. They also drank. After 2-3 cups, they were all gone. They were all gone. And he was the last man standing. Okay. Okay, now let's go to something very fascinating. Okay, now let's go. I just read this because Masech the Nazir is about Yayin. Okay, so it's a very nice Hagdama to learn about the pros and cons of drinking Yayin. And the Medrash, 4 cups of wine correspond to the 4 different organs. Now let's go to...
The 5 cups.
That the 5th cup is not meant to be drunk. The 5th cup is not drunk. It's just there for a show. Lubavitch, the big thing by Lubavitch, the 5th case, the morale, I don't think so. Okay, let's go. Okay, now let's go to halacha. Let's go, yeah.
Brisk drinks
8?
Every course. It's one sitting and one with
Beit Seba? Never heard this before. This 8 cups? 8 cups of wine? Why do you have to have?
If you're sitting straight, you might not be yotze. If you're think, you might not be yotze.
Why you not yotze? Beit Seba?
Sounds like an excuse.
All right, I'm not familiar. Okay, Abayi said, let's go to halacha. Okay, that was Divrei Agada. Now let's learn some halacha. Very, very fascinating. We're going to read now. The Mishnah Berurah. Kasab oifen ksivas ois nun. How do you write a nun in the Sefer Torah? Now, you know, in a nun, maybe I'll make a really big one over here to illustrate. A nun on the top is like a zayin.
Like a Zion?
Like a Zion.
Oh, you put it be above. Above has a top like a
Yud. Okay.
Zion, it comes out in the middle.
I know that.
Okay, here is a nun. Okay, everyone see the nun? This is a nun in Ksav Ashuris. Okay, this is a nun. The top is like a Zion. You see, a Zion means on both sides. On both sides of the part comes down in the center, which means there is diyoy, there is ink on the left, and there is ink on the right. And then on the bottom, it comes down and it curves to the side. Now, what would happen if I would write a nun, not like a zayin, but like this? This is very dangerous, because this already turns into what looks like almost a chaf. Okay, so here is another nun. Okay, see this nun? This, what's the difference between this and this? This, it comes down the center, on the one on my right. Okay, on my right comes down the center. The one on my left comes down on the left. Okay, so this is dangerous. Why is this dangerous? Because almost, now it's not a real chaf, because as long as the tab is very, a chaf is at least two kulmasim. As long as the tab is very small, it's still to a child, you ask a child, what letter is this? It's very likely the child would say that it's a nun. Would say that it's a nun. If you ask a child, what is this letter? The child will probably say it's a nun. He's not going to say that it is a chaf. But still in all, in the Sefer Torah, it has to be written kahalacha. If it's not written kahalacha, it's going to be puzzle. The question is, what happens indeed if you write a nun in the Sefer Torah by mistake? You write a nun, instead of writing it like this, the way it's supposed to be, with the leg coming down in the center, you write it along the edge with the leg coming down along the right, along the left side. Would it be kosher b'diavad if a child would tell you that this letter looks like the letter nun and does not look like the letter chaf? Is it still halacha written the way a nun looks? So we can bring a raya, an answer to that, from what it says in Tosfos here in Masechta Nazir. Mishnah Berura kasa b'ofen k'sivas ois nun yaser roish k'may roish hazayin. You should make it like a Zion. How do you make a Zion? A Zion, obviously, everyone knows how to make a Zion. A Zion. Looks like this. It comes down in the center. Right? The Zion comes down, the leg comes down in the center. That's an Zion. So the Mishnah Berura says that when you write, I lost the page here. One moment, what I do over here. Okay, so yais of Mishnah Berura kasav k'sivs ois nun yaseh k'roisha k'mois roish zayin. Da haynu sheregel shel ois nun yoytes mi emsa hagag shel ois center k'mois roish zayin. V'loy mi hakotze shel hagag k'mois vav. Fine, okay, that's the basic halach. That's the basic sort. B'cheshek Shlomo. Hey, the rail lidan zem imasha kasav mafarish besugin the mafarish. I'm sorry, not tais the mafarish. That's the equivalent of Rashi. There is no Rashi on Masechta Nazir. It says this mafarish in the kinos. Right, the kinos. It says who's going to teach us Masechta Nazir and Nedarim? Because the Rishonim, Rashi, the Balei Tais, they were killed. Rashi was given. The Balei Tais were killed during the Crusades at that time when they were playing. It's not the same. It's not the real Taisim. The real Taisim, like the Rashi. So it's not the real. They're not the real Bali Taisim. Okay, so they took on a different role, the Bali Taisim, because there was no Rashi. Hevi Raya Lidan Zemi Mashkosam Afarsh Shagimibir Das Hasayim Shekinuim Loshon Umo Sein Shetevas Nozik Noziach Poziach Evshul Hafchom Nozir. The Hainu. Now let me just explain. We have the word Nozir. Hareini, I declare that I wish to be a Nazir. So that's it. I'm done. I'm a Nazir. Let's say I declare Hareni Nazik. I want to be a Nazik. I want to be a Naziach. I want to be a Poziach. What is the law? You'll say, what? What did you just say? Well, the answer is, well, these are other terms. These are kinuim. These are terms that were popular in ancient times. Were equivalent. They're exactly the synonyms for the word nazir. Now, what? No, so for other well, that's the question. Other languages in Jew. Now the Mefarish says something amazing. Do you know why the word nazik became a synonym for nazir? How do you write a kuf? A kuf has basically is a resh with a leg. What is a kuf? A resh with a leg. Yeah. What happens if you erase the leg? What does it look then? What does the word nazik turn into? Nazir. So he says, maybe that's the same as nazik. Naziach, all of these words, Evshal Hafkum Nazir, the Hainu Kishamoichig Mitevas Nazik, if you erase Esregel Hakuf Timson Nazir, it then looks like Nazir. The Hain Kishamoichish Timchoik Mitevas Naziach, take away the leg of the Ches. Okay, Naziach is a Ches, and you take away the left leg of the Ches, then what does it look like? Now, not really a race, it's like a Dalit, if you would ask me. That we're going to get to that in a few moments. Okay, but let's, for the moment, let's look, make believe it's a race, so then it looks like Nazir. Now, here's the part that we need for our sugya. The word poziach is gag hapei. Take away the roof of the pei, the top part of the pei, and what's hanging onto the pei, what do you get? is doifin pay, the doifin aches. Okay, and you take away the word paziach, take away the doifin of the ches, the leg of the ches, and the top of the pay, you get nozir. Now wait a minute. A pay. When you take away the pay, okay, this is not a really good pay, but just for argument's sake, when you take away this part of the pay, does it turn into a nun? It only turns into a nun if you if inside, right? If you take away the inside of the pay, it turns into a nun. Wait a minute! It only turns into a nun if you hold that you can make a nun, the nun all the way on the left side. But the Mishnah Berurah says there's no such thing as making a nun all the way on the left side. A nun has to come down in the center. So how can the Mefarish say that the reason why the word poziach is synonymous with the word nazir, because when you erase part of the pay, the part that hangs down in the middle of the pay, and you erase the leg of the ches, the word poziach turns into the word nazir? No, it doesn't. There is absolutely no resemblance to a pay and the letter nun, because the letter pay has, according to all opinions, has the leg coming down along the extreme left of the letter, whereas the letter nun, according to what is common, has the leg coming down from the center of the letter, like the letter Zion. So how can there be an equivalence between the word poziach and the word nazir? It's impossible. It must then be that it's not impossible. It must then be that b'diavad, if you do like a nun, like a chaf, just you make it very short, it's okay. Umikach shekosav ha-mufarish shenitin lehapuch es ha-pei shel tevas poziach le-nun daik ha-chechek shlomo she-haregel shel ois nun hi kemo ha-regel shel ois pei uch-hashem shebe-ois pei ein ha-regel kemoi ois zayin gam kein be-ois nun. An amazing chidush le-halacha, that if you find the Sefer Torah where the Sefer made a mistake and he wrote the letter nun, instead of having the leg come down in the center, he had the leg come extend along the end of the left side of the letter. It's valid, because the Gemara says Beferish Poziach is equivalent to the word Nazir, and the only way we can go according to the Mefarish from the word Poziach to Nazir is by erasing part of the word, and the only one you erase a part of the pay to make it has to do a nun, has to be a lie, you have to hold this opinion. Ulam Kosaf.
Nobody's asking the problem here, he's not writing it though,
he's saying. So the Cheshek Shlomo says that since the words that you speak are viewed in the halacha based upon the way they're written, that's what he's saying. He's saying that every amira has to be traced to a ksiva. That's a chiddush. And nechadami, that's a chiddush of the Cheshek Shlomo.
Say Elohim, for example, then you used to say you're saying Hashem's name.
We say again, what?
When we say Elohim,
you're not allowed to say Hashem.
So I'm saying Elohim.
Like,
I'm not saying your name.
He said Elohim.
No, that's different. Okay. Yesh v'yesh. He's saying the. So the reason why Poziach is called Nazir is because this is the Yesod of the Mefarish. So Rishon is saying this. This is not a Chassidish of art. This is a Rishon. He's saying that the reason why a Nazir is because when you put it down in words and on paper, this is the way it looks exactly the same. And it comes out with an incredible chiddush. Ulam kasav she'ev shulaymar shelechatchilat tzach lichtav es ois regel anun kamei regel havav. And then he writes after the Lord shelechilat tzach lichtav es regel anun kamei regel havav. Ach b'di eved ein zemake ve'ayin shom od ma shekasav zeh. Now he's saying even bigger chiddush. I didn't think he's going further. He's saying that when it says in the Mefarish says that you should erase the entire top of the pay. How does the pay look? A pay really is a chaf with, right, this is what a pay looks like to some degree. Right, here's a pay. What is the Mefarish says, erase the entire top. If you erase the entire top, so many papers here, then what does it look like? It looks like this. A little more. Basically, it looks like this. I've taken out the middle and the top. Is this called? That's if you take. I told you it means there's a little part on top as well. But who says that's what it means? Doesn't mean there's a part on top as well. When it says in the Mefarish, it means completely nothing on top. Take away the entire guy, the entire gag. All you're left with is just the thing coming to the top. That's called a nun. So it seems from the Mefarish, even that's called a nun.
Yeah.
Even that's a nun, because that's what it says. And who says, if you write a yud, everyone agrees, let's say you have a yud, you make a yud like a line. It's not a kosher yud. You write this in the Sefer Torah. That's not a yud. A yud has to have something coming out on top. You have to have some extension going out from the line on top. So here, he seems to be saying it's going to be okay. Everyone agrees you shouldn't go that far. He says, but maybe not. Maybe all you need for a nun is just a line on top. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you make of a vav, a nun, like a chaf, like we described, it's a tzoruch iyun if it's a kosher letter. It's not a kosher sefer Torah, it's not a kosher tefillin. Anyone who's taking dirshu now is doing. There's a big craze in Klal Yisrael. The dirshu Mishnah Berurah is doing now. Mishnah Sarv. That's mamash al the simulam gimel. He left this out, which is mashma. It's kosher b'diavad. Vyalko ponim aflo das primagodim moyel atikun leze. You can fix it in tefillin. You can fix it later on. It's not shaloi kesidron. So bottom line is okay. Before we go on to the next letter, the bottom line is a tremendous. It comes out of this is a fascinating source for this very big dilemma in the laws of Stam. Okay, in the laws of Stam, there is a very precise way we write the letter Nun. The regel must come out of the center. If you make a mistake and you write it out of the edge, along the left edge, halacha lemaisa, it's a tzoruch in. The prima godim, it's machlekes. We hold that bidyevet, it's kosher bidyevet. And at least it's kosher to the degree where you can fix it later on. Normally, if you write a tefillin and mezuzah and there's a critical mistake, there's nothing you can possibly do. Because once it's shalei kesidron, you can't fix it. But you're allowed to make minor fixes. If you left out a tag, what?
Letter the same,
Bet Yosef, Ksav, and Rashi. No, this is the nun is the same thing. No difference. Nun is the same thing. Other letters, you're talking about like a shin. Yeah. Okay, so that's why this is very fast. That's why a sofer. This is why a sofer can make this mistake very easily, because there are all the shanis skates letters. That's a difference between Beis Yosef and Arizal. I'll give you an example. Here's the letter shin. Okay, the letter shin. Beis Yosef is not like that. In Beis Yosef, it comes down the center. Does the letter come down the center? The Beis Yosef is the center. I'm getting confused. There are certain letters that there's a difference between Beis Yosef and Arizal is, does the leg extend from the left or does the leg extend from the center? That's the very big machlokes. So some of the seferim that are hired by people, very popular seferim, they get to a certain point, they become very popular. Everything that they do, they're hired. Many seferim, they just write. And they sell all their work to a wholesaler. They sell to a store, to a retailer. They make a mezuzah. Here, it's for sale. Sometimes they become very popular. The sefer says he wants you. Oh, so this is Beis Yosef. And the Arizal, some of the letters are... Rizal, so that's not the Shin. The Shin is the same. The Ayin. Look at the Ayin Bein Enecha. See Bein Enecha, the Ayin. And look at the Beis Yosef. The Ayin is, it's in the center. Bein Enecha, the Ayin is at the end. See the Ayin?
Yeah.
So it's very, there are a whole number of, there are a few letters, the difference in the Beis Yosef and the Rizal, do you write the leg comes out from the edge, or does it come out from the center? So sometimes the Sofer, he does both. For one client, one customer, he makes Beis Yosef, another client, he makes Arizal. So when he's writing the nuns, he can get confused. He can also make a difference of writing at the edge or writing it during the center. That can be an afkamina, and therefore it can happen. So the halacha l'maisa, it's pasul, it's not kosher. It's only kosher. No, you don't change the style. No, definitely not. You don't change the style. It's consistent. So okay, so then b'diavad it's kosher, but you're supposed to be consistent in the style of those certain letters. But because a sofer can make that, he's changing back and forth. It can happen that when he writes a nun, he can make that mistake and make the nun with the leg coming down the left instead of coming down, instead of it coming down, why am I saying the left, the right? I'm sorry, the right, the leg is coming down the right side. Coming down the right side instead of the leg coming down from the center, he can easily make that mistake. So the bottom line is that it's kosher b'diavet, but it has to be fixed, and such a type of fixing can be done even after you've gone further in the mezuzah and in tefillin. Okay, now let's discuss another shayla, the next paragraph. We're going to run out of time. Nozik, that's easy. Look, what is a kuf?
I understand what you're saying, but nozik has a certain meaning.
Nozik means nozir. It has the same meaning, exactly the same meaning. It has exactly the same meaning.
Nozik comes from some other language.
What is it?
Yeah. Like a slang for the nozik.
Okay, now let's go to the next shayla. The next shayla is the letter ches. How do you write a ches in the Sefer Torah? A ches is two zayins. Now it's not really true. Here's a ches. I don't know if you can see clearly. Here's the ches. A ches in the Sefer Torah, you all know, is two zayins. Now there's a difference between the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef and the Arizal, the Beis Yosef, it comes down the center. And according to the Arizal, it comes down along the right edge. That's not, what? No, just the one on the right side. Just the one on the right side, according to Beis Yosef, it comes down along the right edge. But that's not what I want to focus on now. I want to focus on now something else, because it is the corner. This is a very fascinating thing. You go get to the next time you get an aliyah, you look at the ches. It's not, a zayin is perfectly square on top. Now, a zayin, when you make a zayin must be square. Not only make it square, we make it pointy. In order to three tagim. Okay, here is a zayin. A zayin is pointy on top. Okay, look at the zayin. The zayin, there's a very sharp point on top. Okay, in a ches, when you write a ches in a Sefer Torah, the top right is not pointy. The top right is supposed to be round. So it's not really two zayins. It looks two zayins to the untrained eye. But to the mumche, it's a zayin on the left, and on the right, it's not really a zayin because this is supposed to be round, like a vav, exactly. It's supposed to be round on top. So that also is an issue here in this example. Nidoi noisef. Okay, let's finish this paragraph. Nidoi noisef. Another example. Shehira poiskim lamed misugyan. Be'inyin tsuas ois ches. Imi ki tsuas adalit. Sheberoisha ois yeshna zovis bitzad yamin. Is the corner on the right side a sharp corner? Like a dalit? Or is the right side of the is it like a resh? If you take away, we want to convert the word noziach into the word nozir. And what does the Mefarish say to do? Like, what is Rashi? The Mefarish here is the equivalent of Rashi. What does he say to do? Why is the word Noziach equivalent to the word Nazir? Because if you erase the bottom of the Ches, what are you left with? Nazir. No, you're not. you're left with Nozid.
Nozid.
With the Dalit. Nozid. With the Dalit. Not a Resh. It must then be. The Gemara is telling us that you're going from Noziach to Nozir, that the top right of the Ches is round. Unbelievable proof from this sugya. It's clear as day. That if you write the right side, not only is it kosher, that's the way he's supposed to do it, in fact. Okay, that's how we do it, in fact. Okay, so he puts a dagger in this whole thing altogether. That I can slug up everything that we said until now is that don't bring such rios here from the style of writing that the Gemara is referring to for the laws of Sifrei Torah. Hayiluchod v'hayiluchod. Over here, when the Gemara talks about if you say the word noziach, nozir, nozid, all of these expressions, so the reason why they're all equivalent to the word nozir is because they look the same. When you just erase a very small section of the first letter, the last letter, we're not dealing here with the laws of Sifrei Torah. You want to be so precise. Who gave you the right to say that? We're just dealing with the common way people write block letters, the common way you write script. Okay, there's a lot of history on this. There's a lot of history on all the different styles of writing for the common man when you're not writing Sifrei Torah. When did the Rashi font come into use? Why did they invent the Rashi font? And all the other various block fonts. Are you even allowed to write? Many people are very stringent. They're very strict. They don't use the Sifrei Stam when you write a winning invitation or you want to go play around, you want to make a nice sign, you have a nice sign. Everyone would invite everyone to Achnosa Sefer Torah. Oh, Achnosa Sefer Torah. So what's the appropriate font to use for Achnosa Sefer Torah? Everyone is mezumin to come say, who says you're allowed to do that? Not so simple. Okay, but so the bottom line is, if you want to bring a raya, indeed you have here a very nice raya as how you're supposed to write the ches, and indeed that is the way we write a ches. Halacha lemaisa, when you go, next time you get an aliyah, you look at the letter ches are two zayins. They're not really two zayins. The first zayin, the zayin on the right, the Zion on the right side is round. You'll always notice that it's round.
Did we say it was, when we were studying the Osios, didn't we say it was either two Zions or it could be...
A Vav and a Zion. Arizal has a Vav and a Zion.
Right.
Arizal, this is because here it comes out, the Arizal comes out from the right side. Then it's certainly supposed to be a Vav.
Yeah, but we... Has a chest like you have in the
Chumash. No, we don't do that. No one does that. You're supposed to have to. The Chatoitres. The Chatoitras, no, you know you have. The Chatoitras, if you look very carefully, there's supposed to be over here a very strong mark coming out on the right side, on the left side. Okay? On this side, there's a gag. And the gag, you look very closely, there's the right and the left. The right is supposed to be thicker than the left side. So these are all the features. Now you know all the secrets. All the secrets of the letter Ches. I once spent a lot of time studying Stam. On the right side, it's round. On the left side, there's a bar coming out. And in the center, there are Chatoitres, but there are two. And they meet in the center. The one on the right is thicker, more pronounced than the one on the left. Because the one on the right represents me the Sarachanim, and the one on the left represents me the Sadin, and the Rachanim is supposed to be Goyver, is supposed to prevail upon me the Sadin. And the other very big dilemma in Hilchos Stam, this is a big machlokes, every sefer has a different tradition, is how much space you're supposed to have between the two letters. You're supposed to have a full ice. Some sefer, they give a lot. They have a very wide bridge. And some have a tradition, you're supposed to have a very small space. So that, and b'diavad, if a sof makes a mistake, and he, what? Right. Well, you could. Well, today everything is calculated. Today the technology is such. Today it's not. They don't see that anymore. They don't do this anymore because today everything is done by is you have a guide. Everything is standardized. Everything is like the tikkun koyrim. Years ago, yeah, you can study the tikkun. There's no guarantee when take out a sefer from the Aron, unless you the government, it's going to look like anything even near like that.
The old tikkun, a lot of them, we used to laugh. We want to see the sefer Torah that was copied from because it was puzzle as all get.
I have an extra vav in my job.
It was for the copy.
An extra vav.
But today,
that's a good Shabbos for bar mitzvah.
Okay, today, so we'll leave it with this. Okay, so you see here, if an innocent Rashi, and Rashi in the beginning of Masechet Nazir has major ramifications in how you write the letter Nun and how you write the letter Ches.